Now, what do you think you're doing still cleaning the kitchen? It's time for my tutoring session. Don't look at me like that. Face it. You are my manservant. You tutor me, you cook for me, you carry my book bag and you drive me to class. Because if you didn't, if you even thought about disobeying me, I'd just breathe a word to Daddy and your scholarship would be gone like that. It's delicious, isn't it? You worked all through high school to make ends meet. And you took a scholarship from your employer to try and make something of yourself. But we still own you. I think I'll always own you. It's your own fault anyway. If you didn't have that juvenile record, maybe you could have gotten a different scholarship. One with less strings. But you had to sneak away with some of Mummy's silverware, didn't you? Silly little manservant. You should have just asked for money. It would have been a much more straightforward way of selling your soul. Now, come on. I'm supposed to be reading The Taming of the Shrew. You know how I love it when you do the little voices. Come on, the dishes can wait. That's just what I love about ties. They're a lot like a collar with a leash, aren't they? And if someone doesn't follow when they're pulled, well, it's not too different from a noose now, is it? Such a dutiful servant you are. Don't be silly. It's just my bedroom. Nuh-uh. We're not in my parents' house anymore. And my apartment, my rules. You don't want me telling Daddy it isn't working out, do you? Splendid. And besides, you clean my room every day. What's the big deal if we're in here together? Am I making you uncomfortable? Excellent. You're so fun to tease, my blushy boy. Go ahead, start reading. No. I said to do the different voices. I'm not going to be able to follow if you don't do it right. Now, turn around. I'm going to change. You heard me. Turn around. Made you jump. I couldn't help myself. You just have such a cute, firm butt. Must be from carrying all my groceries up the stairs. I just had to give it a little squeeze. What? I made your ass what it is. And I definitely own it. And I didn't say you could turn back around. I'm changing, remember? Keep reading. Oh, my manservant, why are you so tense? Are you picturing me naked right now? How dare you? You're like a dog to me. If you start fantasizing about me, you'll be instantly fired. Oh dear. God, your back is rigid. Relax. It's just me. I wouldn't fire you. You're way too... pliable. Here. Let me rub those shoulders. There we go. Your muscles are like bricks. There's a knot. Let's work that out. Shall we? What's that? I guess I bumped you with my breast. Relax. You're wearing a shirt. I'm wearing a bra. We're not even really touching. I said relax. So, do you like the play so far? Do you like my boobs pushed into your back? I think you do. Feel my hand against your hip, running along your waistband. That's your cock, isn't it, manservant? Is it always so big? Or do you just have a submission kink? I bet you do. The way you fold my panties into cute little flowers. That slavish way you pack my bags and make my food exactly how I want it. I bet you wish I'd lock your cock in a cage. I could keep the key on a necklace, tucked into my cleavage. I'll allow you to make one decision. Do you want to go and clean up the kitchen now? Or do you want to get on all fours, like the dog you are? That's a good boy. How does my foot feel on the small of your back? It's so good to have you in your place. Feel me peeling up your shirt with my toes. My foot sliding against you. My stocking against your bare skin, sliding up to between your shoulder blades. Just submit. Let me push your face into the carpet. You don't have to think about it. There's no point in thinking about, well, really anything anymore. You're my property, aren't you? It feels good to be owned, controlled. You're not a person right now. You're a possession. And I love dominating you, manservant. Like putty, really. All the other boys I've played with have backwards ideas. But you know better, don't you? Just keep your nose shoved in my carpet. Ooh! Well, you know what I mean. Now, take off your trousers. You heard me. Oh, such a cute hard cock. Touch it. Now, look at me. Do you like my outfit? I put it on specially for you. A little lacy black bra, matching panties. Oh, and what's this? A big pink strap-on. Come on. You've already shown me you know how to work a dick. Suck me off, manservant. Do it. Oh my gosh, I didn't know you were going to kiss it. That's it. Look up at me with those big doe eyes. Lick my slit. What a good pet. I knew you'd be eager, but this is just sinful. Give my dildo a nice polish, will you? Come on now, open your throat a little. I told you to bury your nose in my carpet before. Don't you want a smell of my skin? I want you to start calling me mistress from now on. Don't talk with your mouth full. Just go all the way down and lick the balls. That's it. That's how you suck your mistress's strap on. Do you know what comes next? Shh. Bend over on the bed. I'm going to lube you up, okay? Oh, not your cock, silly. Your little hole. I'm going to be doing the fucking here. Were you wondering why I had you trim my nails so short? It's because I've been dying to worm my fingers into a little pet like you. That's it. One finger isn't too bad, right? Oh, it's so cute. Those little involuntary flexes. Your ass is hugging my finger. Nice and easy. The sooner you relax, the better it will feel. Trust me. You belong to me. I'm just breaking you in, just a little. It's going to be so much sweeter, picking out my clothes and doing my homework. Knowing that at any moment, I might want some playtime. All your life amounts to is pleasing me. Say, I live to please you, mistress. Good. Now let that sink in as I get another finger inside you. I didn't realize you had such a cute moan. I thought you'd just bite your lip and take it. But this is so much better. Your cock is already drooling. Just keep your hands on the bed. Grab the sheets and let this happen. I love how you push back a little bit. Bringing your little pucker all the way to my knuckles. It's so exciting, watching all your self-respect melt away. Are you ready for my big cock? Say, I want you to stuff my boy pussy, mistress. That's good. But actually, I want you to beg for it. Do you really want it? Aww, that's so pathetic. All right. Now take a deep breath. Do you feel your asshole stretching? It needs to stay nice and big so I can have some fun with you. Are you ready for the swap? Relax, manservant. I'm right here. I've got you. You feel my hands on your hips. I'm right here with you. Just let it go. Perfect. You're like a puddle. You're so cute when you've given up. This is what you wanted, isn't it? A big, hard phallus. Right up your bum. This is what a servant is for. Oh, every shudder, every moan, every hole you have is just another toy to play with. I love watching your cock twitch. What's got you all excited then? Is it my 10 inches of silicone rubbing up on your prostate? Or is it that your cock slaps against the side of my silky mattress with every thrust? Oh, your pre-cum is flinging out onto it with the force of my thrusts. You just look so cute. Goodness, I didn't think it would be this stimulating. Oh, the pressure against my mound, watching your face blush in the mirror ahead of us, hearing you pant as I fuck you deeper and deeper in the ass. Smile, honey. I'm snapping a picture, you little sodomite. Good boy. Say harder, mistress. Oh, while I have my phone out, how about I turn on my vibrator? Oh, come on. I've made you clean it before. You know the one. The little one that tucks into my panties. Fuck! That's good. God, it's like it's shaking your whole asshole, isn't it? It's like I'm rattling you from the inside. Pounding on your prostate. Let's see how long you last now. No, silly. I want to make you come. I didn't say you could move your hands. Just hold on. I don't want anything obstructing my view. I want to watch you make a mess against the bed frame. I want to see you do it, so I can make you clean it up. Maybe with your mouth. Oh, keep moaning for me, manservant. Oh, I know it's intense, but you're coming like this or not at all. Besides, your little twitching pucker feels so good. Every time I grind against my vibrator, it mashes right on my clit. Am I talking too much, sweetheart? Are my dirty words making you feel funny? Shush, 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 shush. Oh, it'll be all over soon, all right? Oh, steady yourself on that bed now. Reach forth. Oh, good boy. Such dedication. An obedient dog. Right to the whimpering end. Here, let me wrap one of my arms around your belly. Just think about my tits on your back. Oh, don't they feel nice and soft? Oh, my nipples gliding up and down your skin. Oh, just let me fuck you a little more. A little more. Do you like when I hold you? How about when I wrap my fingers around your cock? You know what I need, manservant. Buck into my hand for me. Get fucked. That's it. Pump me into you. Use my hand like I'm using you. Like that. Keep mashing me there. I'm close. Give me what I need. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. That was fun. You're a natural bottom. Come on. Get up onto the bed. What good is a pet you can't cuddle? Come here. I know was hard for you. But you did a good job. And it was worth it, wasn't it? No mercy. There's just no fun in going easy on you. Oh, don't worry about the mess right now. Just rest your head on my shoulder. I want you right where you are for now. You are just so pathetically cute. No matter how hard you try to escape, you will always belong to me. Because that's just who you are. My property. It's better this way. I may be hard on you, but I'll take good care of you. I can use you in ways you couldn't possibly dream up for yourself. So let's just take a little nap. Come on. Wrap your arms around my waist. Isn't that nice? Splendid. I will take care of you. Just stay with me, and it'll all be okay.